You've got less than a week to use what's left in your healthcare flexible spending account. The deadline is March 15th. So now is the time to start thinking about that if you haven't already. Registered employee benefit consultant Ed Zerndorfer joins us to explain. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
All right. So this deadline of March 15th, what's it all about?
This deadline of March 15th for the healthcare flexible spending account applies to employees who participated in the healthcare flexible spending account for tax year 2011. Employees who had set aside part of their paycheck, as much as $5,000, into their healthcare flexible spending accounts. This was during open season that occurred in November 2010. Have until March 15th, 2012 to use or lose the money they had set aside in their accounts. Now, this deadline originally was December 31st, but back in 2005, OPM extended the deadline for employees to March 15th of the following year. They give you 2.5 months to use or lose the money that you had set aside. What can this money be used for? To pay for any out-of-pocket medical, dental, or vision expenses. For example, you go to the doctor and you have a copayment, you have a deductible you have to reach. Your flexible spending account money can be used to do that. Please keep in mind that money that was set aside to your flexible spending account was with pre-tax salary. The money that you earned as an employee, you set aside before it was taxed to go into this account.
All right, so what can people reasonably do in a week?
Well, if they need a new pair of glasses, they may need some hearing aids. They may need to go to the dentist to get their teeth cleaned, and their insurance does not cover the entire cost of their visits. They may need new eye contacts, not just for themselves, but for members of their family, spouses, children. Child may need to go to the pediatrician to get a booster shot or something like that. That money can be used to pay for anything that the insurance will not reimburse will not be paid for by the insurance company. So there are a lot of things that can be used. Now, also prescription drugs that are prescribed by a doctor. If you have a prescription that needs to be filled, now may be the time to do it, so that if you do have a copayment for your prescription, that your FSA will reimburse you for any out-of-pocket, any copayment, so to speak, for your prescription drugs.
We're speaking with Ed Zerndorfer, a registered employee benefit consultant. And what about, if your insurance covers so much of a thing, but only 80% or something?
That 20% would be covered by your flexible spending account.
You could use it on that.
I'm sorry?
You could, in fact, use it on things, but just the delta between what your plan covers and what you actually get charged for.
That is correct. And I just want to point out that healthcare flexible spending accounts are so important in this day and age because insurance companies do not cover everything. You always have a deductible. You always have a copayment. Something has to be paid. Another thing that your FSA can be used to reimburse you for, your mileage to the doctor. If you have to, your doctor may not be in the same locality as you do, and you have to drive to the doctor. You have to pay for parking. Well, your flexible spending account can reimburse you for your mileage. If you have to pay tolls. You can get reimbursed for your tolls for your visit to the doctor, eye doctor, pediatrician, your dentist. All that can be reimbursed.
Yeah, all those nice medical buildings in the canyons of Tyson's Corner and Bethesda. They all have paid parking. Only in the suburbs nowadays have paid parking.
Here in Maryland, we have this beautiful new toll road up here in Montgomery County, and that you can get reimbursed for that too. I also want to point out that healthcare flexible spending accounts are going to get less attractive come next in 2013 because currently the maximum you can put into a healthcare FSA is $5,000. As a result of national healthcare reform, come January 1st, 2013, the most you can set aside is $2,500. There's going to be some major changes to medical expenses when it comes with respect to tax laws come next year. One of which is this being able to set aside less money into your healthcare flexible spending account. I also want to point out
why would they do that?
I'm sorry.
Why would they do that to people?
Well, when Congress changes one law to make it, in terms of having more benefits for individuals, they have to pay for it. And how they pay for it through raising, the Treasury revenue through having things that are less attractive tax-wise.
So this is not connected in any way to birth control benefits or anything?
I don't think so. I don't think this is on the table right now as far as issues among the candidates. The only thing it's been a few of the candidates have mentioned that if they do get elected, they would get rid of national health care reform. But I think the Supreme Court will be making a decision very shortly whether it is, in fact, constitutional. That's coming up, I guess, here in the spring. I also want to point out that if individuals do not participate in the healthcare flexible spending accounts, and they do have out-of-pocket medical, dental, vision expenses for 2011, as they do in their taxes, there are some tax benefits if people who itemize, if their medical, dental, and vision expenses exceed 7.5% of their adjusted gross income. They're able to deduct anything above that 7.5% of their adjusted gross income. Effective January 1st, 2013, that so-called floor goes from 7.5% to 10%, which brings me to a point that those individuals this year in 2012 who are thinking about getting maybe some elective surgery, this might be the year to do it, because if they are not participating in the healthcare flexible spending accounts for 2012 and they're going to have some major medical expenses, this might be the year to do it if they have that choice, because tax-wise it'll be more attractive this year compared to next year.
And Ed, here's another how come question for you, and I know we're kind of getting beyond the scope of benefits advice, but what's the rationale for having that money expire period, whether it's $2,500 or $5,000 anyway? Why can't you hang on to it?
The idea is that you're supposed to use, you're getting a tax benefit for the current year. That's 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And Congress says, okay, we gave you this opportunity to use this money on a pre-tax basis. We just can't let you hold on to it indefinitely. You have to use it now, okay? While you're still employed, while you're still while hopefully you're incurring expenses, you need to use it now. On the other hand, there is another type of flexible spending account that in which you can carry the money over from one year to the next, and that is called a health savings account. And there is no use or lose rule with that. Now, the thing about that is, though, you have to be enrolled in a high deductible health insurance plan. You just can't be enrolled in any type of plan, a health insurance plan you want. It has to be high deductible. And those employees have the opportunity to save their money in their flexible spend, in their health savings account. If they don't use it, they can carry it over from one year to the next, not only from one year to the next, but they can use it in retirement. Those federal employees who are going to be retiring this year have to keep in mind that if they do, in fact, are participating this year in the flexible spending accounts, once they retire, they cannot use their account. So they have to use up the money by the time they retire.